Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Some words of wisdom from OSU's Dr. Glenn Selk, talking deworming strategies right after this.
Oklahoma's most abundant resource is the wind. And now P&K Wind Energy can help you turn it into electricity for your home or business. And right now, we've got some great pricing specials on many of our turbines, from the 5 kW units and up. Add to that the potential for the 30% federal tax credit, and payback time for these units is unbelievably good. To learn more, contact P&K Wind Energy Specialist Monty Taylor at 580-542-9026. P&K Wind Energy. We harvest the wind.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample some 500 events and attractions all across our state. The Orr Family Farm in Oklahoma City is a working thoroughbred horse farm offering visitors of all ages a host of farm attractions and activities, including a carousel, animal barn, and the Amazing Maze. Be sure to look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism, it's a real growing adventure.
Cattle prices are pretty strong right now, about a buck and a quarter for a 500 to 600 pound calf these days. And OSU's Dr. Glenn Selk, Mama Cow Specialist on campus in Stillwater, says that there's some ways that you can go about deworming to add some pounds to that calf of yours successfully. How do you stretch those dollars? Well, he's got some ideas in his latest Cow-Calf Corner, as seen on the OSU program SunUp.
Back in the 1990s, Oklahoma State University conducted several very important deworming trials for spring calving operations. You see, what we looked at was deworming either the cow, deworming just the calf, or deworming the pair in the first week of June, and then seeing what kind of results we got in terms of increased weaning weights by that particular deworming strategy. What we found was that if we dewormed the cow only, we got an increase in weaning weight of the calf of about 15 pounds. If we dewormed the calf only, there was another boost, and the dewormed calf increased in weaning weight 21 pounds compared to those non-treated controls. Deworming the pair, both the cow and the calf, only increased the weaning weights of the calves by another 4 pounds, or 25 pounds greater than non-treated controls. So it looks to us like that we can get the best use of our deworming dollar by deworming the calves during that first week of June and picking up that additional weaning weight. Certainly, if you're on pastures where you have a high density of cattle, you know there's a heavy worm population, perhaps you've got some thin cows, there's no doubt that the additional worming dollar for those cows could also be very, very important. But knowing that we're going to get the best bang for our buck by deworming the calf, I think is very, very important for all Oklahoma producers that are on those kinds of pastures where worm loads could be a real issue.
OSU Mama Cow Specialist Dr. Glenn Selk with some classic research, but good research, about the most bang for your buck when it comes to deworming. Uncle Sam boosting their projections for steer, hog, and broiler chicken prices here in 2010 on an average basis from a month ago, trying to play catch-up, especially on steer prices, jumping them $5 a hundredweight, 89 to 93 a month ago. Now the average range, according to USDA, expected to be $94 to $98. Cash cattle prices, of course, this week, $1 a pound, or $100 a hundredweight. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
If you've got cattle, you pay your beef checkoff. But do you know where it goes and if it's worth it? Well, this is Baxter Black, and I found the answers on mybeefcheckoff.com. When I sell a critter, I'm supporting projects that keep consumers loving beef. And volunteers, folks like you and me, decide how the dollars are invested, and they're good at it. Each dollar invested returns a $5 bill. So check out mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up available on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.